We're on Daf, Pei, Vav, Amid, Aleph. Tnan, on four lines before the Mishnah. Tnan, Achalaynis, we learned in the Mishnah, Achalaynis, Va'oivi, Achayme, Kalefnim. That the Chalaynis and the Oivi, Achayme have a locha like Lefnim. As Rashi said in the Mishnah, we're speaking about Achalaynis, Shebechayme, Shirushalayim. That is a loch like lifting. Even though by the Sha'orim we say this area does not have a loch like lifting, they weren't Mekadish this area, but the Chalaynis and the Goiva Hachayme has a loch of lifting, they weren't Mekadish this area. Frag the Gemara. Bishloim achaloines mashkachaslo v'shovye lekarka azorim. So the Gemara p'tera kasha. That why achaloines and why is the oivi achayme different than gagim? Rav said that gagim weren't niskachu. So why is the oivi achayme and the achaloines, which are gavoyim eyud, why aren't they chaylik rishus b'fnei atzmon? They also shouldn't be niskatshu. That was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says, Bishloim achaloinis mashkachas lo. But achaloinis we can understand that it has a loche of bifnim v'shov yele karka azore. It's not taller than the karka azore. Elo oivi achayme heichi mashkachas lo. So the Gemara held the oivi achayme is taller than the karka of the azore. So why does it have Kedushas Yerushalayim? And for the Gemara, Mashkachas lo bebar shure. Einachanami, Chaymish Yerushalayim alone. The Goiva of Chaymish Yerushalayim. Estaka does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim. Now we're speaking about a smaller Chayme. Dachsiva Yavel Chel v'Chayme v'Oma Rabache v'Yitayme Rabchanine Shura u'bar shura. Shura u'bar shura. Let us see Rashi, then we'll come back to the Gemara. Oy ve'achayme, alma roish achayme niskadish. Ve'roish achayme niskadish. De domu legagin valiyes. So it's a kashan rav. So the Gemara answers, bar shure achayme ktane lefim min achayme gdoilo. In the muche, the shovel the karka goiva zore, shakarka zore oilech the gavoya, the oile be mailes. The oile be mailes. Now, the Gemara is very difficult to understand. How does the karka zore come in? If we're speaking about the chaymesh Yerushalayim, so the Gemara says, Chayme Shalayim, the Chayme is, the Bar Chayme is the same altitude, the same goiva of Karka Azor. The Tal Teire Muchitzich, what Shaykh is does the Chayme Shalayim have to the Karka Azor? But it would seem, yes, Ksam Rashi, he wants to say a different shot in the Gemara. But there's a Meir Dike Meiri. The Meiri says one Yesod, the Miri says as follows. Chaloinis shebechaymes Yerushalayim pirshu b'gmore b'she'enam gvoy yoyser mikarka heichel. He says karka heichel. She'ilu kein, because if the chaloinis would be taller than the karka of the heichel, harayayin kegagen. The gagish shebirushalayim lo niskatshu l'achilas kotshim elo im kein heim nemuchim kishir karka haichol. So the Meiri says, Amir dikezach, that the whole Rav that we had till now is speaking about gagim which are taller than the karka haichol. Gagim which are lower or equivalent to the gaga haichol, to the karka haichol, that is no, that then the, it has kedushas Yerushalayim. So again, we have to understand what shaykhs do the gagan have to the karka eichel. I think Pshat the Gemara is as follows. Rav was machadish that if you have a gag that is higher than Karka Yerushalayim, so it's chaylik rishus b'fnei atzmai. That was the chiddush of Rav. Doesn't have kedushas Yerushalayim. But it seems that's a davar poshut, that you don't mention, you don't measure each karka bazunda. That means Yerushalayim is a very hilly area. Yerushalayim horim soviglo. It goes up and down. So it seems that what Rav was machadish, that if it's govoya, a gag does not have kedushas Yerushalayim, that means he took one point. And perhaps this point was the Beis HaMikdash, which was one of the highest points of Yerushalayim. Ben Ksef of Shochein, Rashi says this was next to the highest point. But Al Kaponim could be, where you want to measure Kalka Yerushalayim, it doesn't, there's no Shaykhis with Kedushas HaZor. We're speaking about Kedushas Yerushalayim. Kalka Yerushalayim, that we know that that Goiva has Kedushas Yerushalayim, for some reason, the Mokim Azorah was chosen for that. That is the Goyva Yerushalayim. So everything that's lower than that, if you have Gagim that is lower than that, or Chayma that's lower than that, some Emele, so that's Kedushas Yerushalayim. It's not higher than Yerushalayim, even though it's higher than the Kalke that's next to it, but that doesn't mean anything. Since Yerushalayim does not have one level, so they chose the highest, or the next to the highest level, the level of the Zohar, that is the Goiva of Yerushalayim. Anything that's higher than that, that's Mufka from Yerushalayim. But something that's not higher than that, that is Kedushas Yerushalayim. So L'chaira, that is what the Gemara is telling us. So it comes that, so the Miri says Klo, even though no one mentioned this in the Gemara, but the Miri says Klo, that Gagim Gufa depends. If it is Gagim Gufa depends if it was Chaimis Yerusha, if the Gagim are taller than the Karka Zore or lower than the Karka Zore. So Bezoi, with this we can fa'emfer a kasha that the Semeich brings down the kasha, the Stipler brings down the kasha, which is a shreklach kasha. We have mentioned already before the kasha, but now that we're holding in the sugya, we can mention it again. We had learned before, and that pay aleph amid beis, nitmo miutoi, if a miut of the korban pesach became tomei v'anoiso, soyref and oisoi bechatzrei seyim oy al gagei seyim. So you soyref the noiso, or the tomei, al gagei seyim. So l'chayre v'yest akash et apela. That according to Rashi would seem min ha-toyre, the mokim sreifes kotshim has to be b'mokim achilosom. And then if according to Tosis mit ha-rabonim has to be b'mokim achilosom. So if Rav said that Gagin lo niskachu doesn't have kedushas Yerushalayim l'gabi achilos kotshim, so how can you burn it there? L'chayre it's apela. But according to the Miri, it's Golnish Gefelech. There's no cloud that all Gagim were Loinis Kachu. The Gagim which were higher than the Karka Zore, that was Loinis Kachu. But the Zicher were Gagim which were lower than the Karka Zore, which were Niskachu. So it could be that when it says, Seufin, Al Gage Seim, it's speaking about Yeva Kosheri Gagim. It's not a Kosheri Gagim, a Chanami. That would perhaps be Yabalabata Shetel. Now let us see Taisvis that Pehei Amid Beis. Hachaloinais va'oivi achoime kilifnim. We hear in the Mishneh that the chaloinais va'oivi achoime are lifnim. Bepeirik beis de shvuis, pligi keitzad mahalchim shtei toidois shohoyu mekachim behem. Kedushas Yerushalayim was bo'o. There was a whole procedure how they were Mekadish Yerushalayim, but they were Mekadish with Shtei Toidah. Shtei Toidah means there were two Lachmei Toidah that were carried. Chad Omar Zu Kineged Zu. So one man, the Omar, says that it was one parallel to the other. The Chad Omar Zu Acha Zu. The other man, the Omar, says it was one after the other. Mash Mahosom. For the Gemara over there, it would seem the mibifnim hoyu mahalchem, that they carried. We have a chaimish Yerushalayim. Now, where when they were walking around with the shtei toides, were they walking lifnim mechaimish Yerushalayim, or they walking mibachutz from chaimish Yerushalayim? So Taisa says, mashma hosam the bifnim hoyu mahalchem. How does a mashma like that? The Baruch, because the Gemara asks as follows, Bishloim Laman de Yoma, Zuacha Zu. According to the Man de Yoma that says Zuacha Zu, Amoti Lohochi Pnimis Necheles, Shekva Kitcharishaino. If you hold there was Zuacha Zu, so the first one was Makadish already. So Mamela, that's why you can eat the second one. So by the second one, there wasn't a psul of Yaitzei, because the second Taida already was, the second Lachme Taida was already, was never went out of Yerushalayim, because it was Niskadish of the first Taida. Elo Laman, Yom, Digmoy Sakash. Be'imi Bachutsa Yomahalchim, if we will say that the Taidas were going mi Bachuts Lachayme, so both Lachme Taida were going out of bounds, because that's Zichah. It says over here that Chutz L'chaim Zichah wasn't Niskadish. So if it was going Chutz L'chaim, so what's Pshat? V'imi v'chutz l'chaim, eichah koma d'kitsha rishayin Chutz L'chaim, how could it be Mekadish Chutz L'chaim? It went out of the chaim. Period. Darf man doch sagen, Pshat mitazay, that it was going mebifnim. So it was going mebifnim, so then it could become Niskadish. So the Gemara says, good, so if you hold Zuach Azu, so the first one was Mekadish the Mokim, the first one was Nisraf Tatsamir, the second one was eaten, because the second one never was Nifsal Al-Tshayt. So Taisa says it's Bifnim. But now Taisa says a problem. According to the man the Yoma that says it was Zu Kineged Zu Pnimis, the lechem apnimi, which was the lechem apnimi, hach the mikalva lechoime, the one that was closer to the lechoime, that was the pnimi. Now Taisus is in hot water. If you learn the Taisus were outside, so you had zu keneged zu, so the one that was next to the lechoime, that was the pnimi. But if you learn, but Taisus proved from the Gemara before that it was inside the lechoime. So if it's inside the chayme, so the pnimi was not, the most inner lechem was not the one that was next to the chayme. If you have zu, keneged zu, is the one further away from the chayme. So what's Shan the Gemara? V'hod dekom ahos l'man dom azu keneged zu pnimis hach de mekavu l'chayme. Ach agav de mebifnim hoyu mahalchem. So why is this called pnimi? Even though this was facing the tzad chutz l'Yerushalayim, it was not the tzad towards Yerushalayim. That means it seems from Taisvah, Bezn also was walking there. So you had the chayme, then you had the lechem, and then you had Bezn. So this is called Pnimi. It was between Bezden and the Chayme. That's why this is called Pnimi. That's one shot. Inami, we can say nitazoi, the Mekalva Lachaymes Azor is common. The Gemara means, which one is called Pnimi? The Mekalva Lachaymes doesn't mean the one that is closest to the Chayme Chitzayne. It means the one that is closest to the Chayme of that. Ah, for God, the Mibifnim Hoyu Mahalchim. So why is this called Pnimi? Korile Pnimish Shehi Litzad Chutz L'Yerushalayim. Even though this was facing the Tzad Chutz L'Yerushalayim, it was not the Tzad towards Yerushalayim. Neshehoysa Bein Bezn Ubein Achayme. That means it seems from Taisvah, Bezn also was walking there. So you had the Chayme, then you had the Lechem, and then you had Bezn. So this is called Pnimi. It was between Bezn and the Chayme. That's why this is called Pnimi. That's one shot. Inami, we can say nitazoi, the Mekalva Lechayme's Azor is coming. The Gemara means, which one is called Pnimi? The Mekavel L'Choyme doesn't mean the one that is closest to the Choyme Chitzayne. It means the one that is closest to the Choyme of the Azorah. So Memele, if you have going on the inside, you have Choyme, and next to that you have one Lechem, and that's called the Chitzayne, and the other Lechem is called Pnimi, because this is between that, the Choyme Shishleim and the Choyme Shazor. So Abba Kaponim Sotaisve said that Lamaise, the Lachme Toide were on the inside of Yerushalayim. So now Taisve says the problem. So if it was on the inside, how was the Oive HaChoyme Neskadish? It's that means that area was outside of the Mokim Hilach Halach. You needed the Hilach of the Lachme Toide to be Mekadish the Mokim. And they're walking on the inside, and the Oive Chaim is also Miskadish. How does that work? If we would say they walked on the outside, so good, so they're Mekadish, this whole area, so they're encompassing Chaim Yisrushalayim, so you're Mekadish, Chaim Yisrushalayim also. But if we say they're going on the inside, so the Chaim is outside of the Hiluch HaChaim. So Memele, how were they able, how could they be Miskadish Oive Chaim? So Taisa says, "Akidush Hayitolu b'das bezin." The kitcho shaper oiva chayim v'chaloynis. That means that you needed a hiluch, but not where the lachmei toida were going. Only there could be the kedusha could be nispashit. He says, "You need such a procedure to be mekadish shalayim, but to be magbil and magdil the mekayim is where the kedusha should go." That was totally in das bezin. So bezin wanted the kedusha should go over the on the chayim, so on the chayim. Inami lemay de maskine be gemara oyvi achayme be bar shure. If it's speaking about that it's a lo chayme, or she shapet the lashon badi chayme leil chakadish. So could be they walked over that chayme. They walked over that chayme. Like this, they said there was a tall chayme, so they weren't walking on top of the chayme. But if it was a short chayme, a lo chayme, then we could say they walked over that chayme. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shtei chaburoi shahoyu oichlin bebayis echot. Hoivchen es peneim heilach ve'oichlen, ve'elu hoivchen es peneim heilach ve'oichlen. Let us see Rashi. Shtei chaburoi shohoyu oichlois pesach echot bebayis echot. You have two chaburis which are eating one korban pesach in one bayis. Elu hoivchen peneim, elu hoivchen es peneim heilach ve'oichlen. Ja, Elo heeft me spenem heilig weichlen, Elo heeft me spenem heilig weichlen. So Rashi says, de Mishnah tangas achidish, einon zrichin lohosev Elo keneged Elo. They do not have to face one another. Liois nirin kachabura achas, that they should look like one chabur. Elo rashoin lahapich peneem Elo eilach ve Elo ilach. They're permitted to turn around. Bafilu nirin kishtei chaburis, la'ich bislon. So even though it's nirin kishtei chaburis, la'ich bislon, kediyalav bigmore, sha'pesach nechel af bishtei batim l'shtei chaburis. Because the Pesach is nechel bishtei batim l'shtei chaburis. Dachsamir, this Rashi needs a little explanation. And Dachsamir Rashi is saying as follows. The Mishnah started off shtei chaburos shehoyu oichlin bebayis echot. We are speaking about two chaburos, and then the Mishnah continues speaking their position of sitting. They could sit in opposite directions. They could, and then it's nirin kishtei chaburos, or they can face themselves in nirin kechabura achas. But it's very interesting. The Mishnah starts with shtei chaburos. And Rashi speaks with Nirin. So, what are we speaking about? So, by Emerson, there are two distinct halachas. There's one halacha that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Tana of our Mishnah, the Pesach is Nechal b'shtei chaburos. That means you can split up one korban pesach, and it's eaten by two chaburos. Two different chaburos. That means everyone is amoni on the pesach. You have 50 menuyim on the korban pesach, so they can make two chaburos. How do you make two chaburos?
with an intent, we're not eating together. Just like, I think the Minchas Chinuch is mesupik on this, but just like the Legabi Hilchis Bichas Hamozing, this whole halachas of kviyas, if you're keveya to eat together, if you're not keveya to eat together, there's an inyan of ichud, how you ma'achid, one bekhabula, and there's an inyan not ma'achid. The Mishnah is speaking about shtei chabulas. So al kochoch, we're starting off already, they are two chabulas. They decided, you're going to eat separately, and we're going to eat separately. Now, after this decision, if the both of them are sitting on the same table, and each one is facing the other, what do we have? We have here shtei chabulas, that nirin kechabura achat. We'll see in a minute what that means. But it's shtei chaburas that are nirin kechabura achat. If they turn, they sit opposite one, the one is not facing, the other sitting in opposite directions, you have shtei chaburas which are nirin kechtei chaburas. Here you see the shtei chaburas, here you don't see the shtei chaburas. Now, what is the difference? If it's the shtei chaburas, what's the difference if it's nirin kechtei chaburas, if it's nirin kechabura achat? The differences are more than a difference. Rashi at the end of the Mishnah says, now understand the Lashon of Rashi in the beginning, Shtei chaburos ha-hoivchos pneyem k'shtei batim domim. There are two distinct halachas. There's halachas, tabaishpo, let us just jump the gun. According to Rav Yehuda, which is the Tana of our Mishnah, there are two halachas. There's halacha number one, that one korban pesach can be eaten, you can split the korban pesach into two chaburas. That's one halacha. Two chaburas could be, two of them are eating in the same house, you split the korban pesach, two of them are eating in two different houses, that's two chaburas. That's one halacha. According to Rav Yehuda, the one korban pesach could be eaten by two chaburas. That's one halacha. But there's another halacha, that the korban pesach has to be eaten in one mokke. What does it mean in one mokke? That means each chabure is not permitted to eat the korban pesach in another mokke. That's the halacha. So for example, if you have here the two chabures, and Reuben, who's in chabura aleph, will go to chabura beis, and he'll eat the korban pesach. He's a money on this korban pesach. He'll eat what they give him. Much better. He's eating what there won't be a shayla of yoytzei. To be b'chal, there's no shayla of yoytzei. But he's going to go to chabura beis. He's a money on the korban pesach. And he wants to eat over there. What is wrong with that? Wrong with that is that he's eating in two makimis. He started eating in makim aleph. Now he's coming to eat in makim beis. Now Rashi is telling us amuyim de kechidish. When is it called to Mekaymus? So if it's two rooms, it's called to Mekaymus. But what if both of them are sitting in one room? They're two chaburas. They're two chaburas is right. But is it called to Mekaymus? So then Rashi says, it matters how it looks. If it looks like they're eating together, so it's two chaburas, but it's called one mocking. So therefore, in such a case, they'll be able, if one is sitting opposite the other, it looks like they're eating nirin kechabura achas, so then the halacha will be that the one who's eating on this side of the table could go on the other side of the table and then continue eating with them. Because since it's nirin kechabura achas, so it doesn't have a din of shtei mekaymis. But, shtei chaburai, shahoivchem pneim zem izeh, so since it's nirin kechtei chaburai, so it's a din of shtei mekaymis. So then there's a new halacha. So now we'll see. So what does the Mishnah tell us? So the Mishnah is telling us, "Shtei chaburas shayoichlem abayis echot." If they want, "Elo hifchus pneim heilach vaichlem pneim pneim heilach vaichlem." So the Mishnah is telling us that these two chaburas can eat in two mekaymes because al yedei hafichas pneim they can eat in two mekaymes. Now let's see again the lashon of Rashi. Elo hifchem pneim eilach, these two chaburas, einam tzrichem lahosev eilu keneged eilu, liyois nirin kechabura achas, so then it would be shtei chaburas b'mokeim echot, ala rashoim lafich pneim eilu eilach veilu eilach, vafilu nirin kechtei chaburas, which then, if it's nirin kechtei chaburas, then it's a loch of shtei mekoim, it's lich beslom. Why? Kidiyala Bigmor, understand them Shahabrashi. She Pesach Nechal Apishtei Batim. The Pesach can be eaten in two batim also. So that's the Pirish. The Chiddush that they can be near in Kishtei Chaburis is because even though our Yedeis have become Shtei Mekoymet, but a Pesach can be eaten in Nechal Bishtei Batim, Lishtei Chaburis, if each Chaburis stays in its Mokim and doesn't go to the other Mokim. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Vahameichem be'emtza. And the Samaval, so Rashi says, Vahameichem shemechamim in boichamim, shemoizgim boihayayin, rashoin losseis be'emtza. He could put it in the middle. Kidei sheinoich l'shamesh ha'meshamesh l'shteim limzeg misham l'kan l'kan. Ve'in srichin l'shanois mishar minne kol ha'shone. He could leave it there in the middle. So what's the Chiddush? Now you have even more than that. Maybe you would tell me before, two chaburis, then the opposite direction. It's also called one bucket. But it's still called one bucket. But what if you have a barrier between the two? You have a mechem between the two? Perhaps then you'll tell me, oh, then it's two mekaymes, and two mekaymes is also. The Rashi says no. The Mishnah says no. Don't mistake the first halacha I'll tell you. It doesn't matter. When the shamish is mishamish to chaburis, oy mid mechabura asche shehischo lechel ima min ha-peisach, limzeg lechabura achera. So he gets up from that chabur we started eating with him the kolben Pesach, and he's to be moizeg the second chabur. Now the Mishnah says, "Weiter oba the shamish has to do something." Shamish oimed limzoik, koifetz es pis, he shuts his mouth, umarzer es pono, and he's facing his chabure. He walks backwards. Ad shemegia etzol chaburosoi veoichu. Zot Rashi, koifetz es pib umarzer es pono litzad chaburosoi. That means he walks backwards with hot stuff in his hand. Shalo yachshedu sha'oichel im chabur acheret, that they should see that he's, Be'emesna, according to Rashi, has nothing in his mouth. But he might, when he goes over there, maybe they might offer him some of the korban pesach over there. And then what's wrong? Then he's eating a tumakaymet. Shalo yachshedu sha'oichel im chabur acheret, the sfirlei detan that he don't, the pesach nechel b'shtei chaburis, avol odam echad eina oichel b'shtei mekaymet. So if he'd go and eat over there, he'd be shnei mekaymes v'menu. Lohachi muki bebayis echot yoichal, shen odom echot oichal b'shnei batim. Ushtei chabureis ha'oifchis pneyem, kishtei batim domi. So memele, if he'd be eating over there, it's he's eating in shnei mekaymes. And one person is bebayis echot yoichal. One person can only eat in one bucket. So, Memela, in order to be visim nikiyim me Hashem Yisrael, you have to be facing your chabure and your mouth shut, and in order to show that you're not eating anything in that mokim. The Mishnah says further, Vakala hoifeches es poneo voichel. Vakala, shehi boisha. We'll see later that some of the way she got married at a Pesach, and there were Sheva brachas, and we'll see if people used to look at her or at the Tachshitim, to be Mechavav Oisa al Baila, and she feels embarrassed that they're looking at her. That's how the Lakutim and Mishnayos and Pshat are looking at her. So she feels they're looking at her while she's eating, and that's embarrassing her. Rasho lapich ponel letadacha, so she's allowed to turn her face, v'lechel, kedamoron pesach nechel b'shtei chaburit. Pesach is nechel b'shtei chaburis. Now, dachstach mir, Rashi is saying here, amuyim dike chiddush, anu chiddush. Dachstach mir, when, before we learned that there's a inyan of shtei chaburis without shtei mekaytis. Like the Mishnah started off with shtei chaburis. And through that it's nirin ki shtei chaburis, then it becomes shtei mekaytis. But we said there were two different things, the shtei chaburis and shtei mekaytis. The kala that is eating together with all the other yidinis, she's embarrassed, so she turns her face. So lechayre could be mitzad atzmo, it's not cold. This is not like the shteicha buras before. Before the shteicha buras, they made up, we don't want to be kadei ourselves to eat together. So in the middle, the shteicha buras. And if it's near the shteicha buras, get to them shtei mekoymes. That's the mir by the kala, the etzim, doesn't, not, she doesn't want to eat together with her mother and her shviga. For practical purposes, sie stellt sich, that they're looking at her. So lemaise, so she turns her face. So the chiddush is, even though that's what she's turning her face, and she's eating in a different direction, is not, she wants to be kaveh herself in a different chaburah, but since she's turning her face, that makes her a different chaburah. So if you would hold it as a psul of shtei chaburah, so lemaise won't give and bitter, because it comes out the Pesach is being eaten in shtei chaburah. Zok the Mishnah, no, but since Rav Yehuda holds, that a Pesach is nechel b'shtei chaburis, so lemaise, so she's permitted to turn her face. Zok the Gemara, masnisin moni Rav Yehudi, v'sanye Rav Yehudi said as follows, al habatim asher yoichlu oisai behem, so the Lashon HaPosek is, asher yoichlu, speaking about these two people, oisai is speaking about the Korban Pesach, so two people are eating the Korban Pesach, al habatim, and two batim. So you see from over here, and you can take one Korban Pesach and split it up, and one will eat it in one bayis, and the other will eat in the other bayis. Melamed shapesach nechal b'shtei chaburis. The Pesach could be divided and eaten ayidei shtei chaburis. Yochel yehei ha'oichel oichel b'shtei mekaymek. What about the person who's eating? Is he permitted to eat b'shtei mekaymek? Tamud loymer bebayis echad yoichal. That means the oichel has to eat in one mokim. The pesach can be split into two mekaymes, but each person in that mokim has to make sure to eat it in that mokim. Let us see what Rashi says. Al habotim hasheyoich loyis emash meshnei bnei adam oichlin pesach echad. Two people eat one korban pesach b'shnei batim and two houses. Tachsiv yoichlu shnai oisoi chad pesach botim shtayim. So it says two people can eat one pesach in two different houses. So we see we can split the korban pesach into two chabulas. Yochel yei adam echad oichel b'shnei mekaymes. A person can eat it in two places. Ki goin b'shnei chadorim. He can eat it from one room to another room. Oy b'shtei chaburay sahoy fris p'neim. Again, Rashi says this yisoy. Shtei chaburay sahoy fris p'neim as a din of shtei mekaymes. Amloy me b'ayis echad yoichel. Rabbi Yehuda Sovi yesh ein la mesayres. You don't look how the nikod is. The mikra is yoichel, but the mesayres is yoichel. Kidlakama, yoichal ksit, mashma odam echad, oichloi bebayis echad, oloi bishnei botim. Avagabi oichlim harbei, ksiv botim harbei. So that is Shitas Chab Yehude, so the Korban Pesach can be split in a multitude of chaburis. But each chaburis has to make sure to eat it in one place. So steht weiter der Bereich, mikan omru, ashamish, sha'ochel kezayis betzadatano. Hashamish ate a kezayis betzadatano. So we just had our loche that you cannot eat it in two places. So Hashamish ate a kezayis betzadatano. Ipikeyahu, if the Shamish is smart, memalei kreisa mimeno. So he goes and takes a good portion of the Korban Pesach here. Vimrotzu b'nei chabura lasis imay toive. The chabura want to do him a toive, boin b'yoishmin b'tzidoi divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Then they'll go and sit like this, so they plan to make the seder in the dining room, not in the kitchen by the tano. But if they have achmonis on the shamish, so they can all move into the kitchen, and then you won't have a problem of shini mokim. Let us see Rashi. Hashamish shohoyo tzeleyoy. The shamish was roasting the Korban Pesach. The shochach. Vehichnis kizayis l'soichpid. Vehu hoyonim na'ol. He was money on this kizayis. Vehichnis kizayis l'soichpid. Now I hear a shtikel ha'ore. L'chayre, why was Rashi mishane the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Hashamish she'ochal kizayis b'tzadatano. The Shamish ate a kizayis b'tzadatano. And Rashi says, Shochach vehichnis kizayis l'soich pif. He put a kizayis in his mouth. Which is a very vague lotion. For all practical purposes, to be put it in his mouth and he didn't even swallow it. Which would be very schwer to say. The Baraisa says, ochal. My shvogger wanted to say that could be milchayre etziche va'ochal. I mean, the b'raisa says va'ochal. Sometimes they to put a kizayis in his mouth. It's not considered he's eating in two makaymis if he'll spit it out. Milchayre, I mean, that's tzicha too big of a chiddush to say. But could be Rashi is saying a chiddush. Rashi is saying a chiddush as follows. That means we had a halacha b'bayis echad. Yoichal, you have to eat the Korban Pesach in one bucket. You started eating over here, you eat here. So perhaps one could say, now that's klo, that the Menchus Chinuch says for Dovah Poshet, that halacha is, that's what the Braise says, she'ochal kizayis b'tzadatano, yere kizayis, that's called achila, and achila p'chusa mikizayis, yere kizayis, so this matters at in b'bayis echad yoichal. The Korban Pesach is beaten in one bucket. So you started eating it in this mokim, you can eat as much as you want, but in this mokim, you can't eat it in a different mokim. So buddies ate less than a kezayis, I didn't eat yet. Kezayis ate a geichal, and a chilus of a kezayis, I didn't eat yet. So it could be Rashi saying a chiddush. I would perhaps think that when is it called an achila, that's keveya, the mokim that he has to eat here, if he ate it intentionally. He wanted to eat here, the shamish wanted to eat here, so this is your mokim, half hour. What happens if the shochach vichnis kizayis l'sech pif? That means the whole reason it was eaten was mikoyach shikche. The shochach vichnis, he swallowed it also, but the whole thing, not there was an intention to eat. The whole thing, he was fatrach. The shochach vichnis l'sech pif. That's the chiddush of shamish over here. Aval pikem, that also is a teiris achila, that's also kevei amokim. Even it was an unintentional achila. It's kaveya mokim, and this is already called babayis echad yoichel. That's this Rashi. So memele, so if he wants, he can chaparayim, memale kreisim. In pikeichu memale kreisim imenu, dim yamoid mishom shuv lo yoichel. So Rashi says, because if he gets up, he can't eat anymore. Now lechayche, this Rashi is very schwer. If he gets up, why can't he eat? He can't eat with them. They're eating in the dining room. He can eat in the dining room. But why, but what's, in Yamid Misham Shuv Lo Yoichal, he'll go in and serve them, he's a shamish, and then he'll come back and eat his portion. But the Menchus Chinuch Taina is, Menchus Chinuch Taina, he says, you see, that let's say, he started eating the Korban Pesach by the Tano. So how can they take it out to the dining room? So he says, Melkasha. He says, because for him, the Mokim Achila is here. For them, the Mokim Achila is there. His Achila doesn't make this in the Mokim Achila's Pesach. This is the Mokim Achila for him. They can take the Pesach someplace else. Their Mokim Achila is someplace else. So L'chayre, why, we'll let him serve them and let him take a piece and he can eat more. Dimyame Mishom Shud Layoichel. So Tuvi Hamer wanted to say a beautiful vote. He wanted to say that the halacha is you have to eat in one mokim. You started eating here, this is your mokim. If he's going to be mishamish them, that's what they hired him for, so the minute he leaves this mokim, there's an akiras mokim. But as soon as he left this mokim, there's an akiras mokim. Just like we have Nilsa Shem and Alvei Psochim, there's halachis and hilchis brochim. A person is eating a place, a person is eating in one mokim. So if there are others eating here also and he leaves that mokim, so it's not called an akira. He's still mekushel to that mokim if he left over other oichun. But if he's eating here alone and he leaves the mokim, that's an akira's mokim. So memela, so he wanted to say the Rashi saying, gamoyre de kechibish. If this shamish gets up, so he was oike this mokim. He'll come back again. This is a new kibbutz. This is not the old mokim. That mokim was neker already. So the melech, the eater again, is called. He's eating in the second mokim. Not considered that he's eating in the same mokim. He's eating in the second mokim. Dim yamid misham shuv lo yoichal. He has no way with eat. He can't eat here and he can't eat there because the mokim orishin was neker, and wherever he now is called a new mokim. So me mele, it's either one of the two, either ich hab's da rein, and so male kreise here, or they come and eat with him. This is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oymar al habatim asher yoichlu oisei behem, melamed sha'oichel oichel b'shtei mekoymes. He learns yoichlu is not speaking about, yoichlu is not speaking about, is not speaking about two people. Yoichlu is speaking about one person, kol echad v'echad. One person can eat in two mekaymes. The Trashi, melamed sheichel oichel b'shtei mekaymes, v'yoichlu d'chsi v'kol, kol chad v'chad ma'oichel in koi. They can eat b'shtei mekaymes. Yochel yeheinechal b'shtei chabuches. I would think that you could split the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach can also be eaten in two chabuches. Amaloyme babayis echod ye ochel, that's the kris. He was speaking about the Korban Pesach. And by sech ye ochel means that, that has to be eaten in one chabura. You cannot, the Korban has to be eaten in one chabura. The oichlim, you can't split the Korban. But in other words, Rashi in Chumashgrad says like Rab Shimon, but Rashi doesn't say a bigger chiddish, but let us just see what Rashi in Chumash says. So Rashi says, you cannot split the Korban Pesach, echad yoyochel, it has to be eaten by one chabura, but let us say this chabura started eating in the chotzah, and a thunderstorm came, they can go into the bayis. They ate the Korban Pesach in two mekoymes, well that's Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that Allah, so you can eat it in two mekaymes, but you can't have two chabur. You can't divide the Korban Pesach into two chaburs. Let us see Rashi. Yochel ye ikrei shel Pesach nechal b'shtei chaburs. You can divide up the Korban Pesach also. Tamid loyme b'bayis echod ye ochel kasov yeshem lemikra. That the Korban Pesach has to be eaten in one chabur. A Pesach koy v'loy agamri kloyme. Iker tchilas achilosoi tehei bechabura achas. The korban has to be eaten in with to one chabura. Bula yischalik l'shtei chaburas. Bayis echad yeochel bechabura achas. Because if you can eat in two places, a bayis means chabura. Bula yischalik l'shtei chaburas. It has to be eaten one chabura. Now Rashi says nochme, avol gavre, one person from this chabura, a boy, if he wants, koi mehoche, he can stand up, v'ozul, v'ochel hochen, he can eat someplace else. V'loi kopid rachmon alike tchilas achila. Midekorinen ye ochel apesach, v'loi yoichal agavre. The person can eat in two places, but it has to be eaten in one chabura. So that's me pshat m'rashi is, if the tchilas achila was one chabura, so it's pshat is we're one chabura. Now one goes away and eats it someplace else, he didn't become ois chabura. Since it was a kviyas, we're eating it in one chabura, we're one chabura. But this person who belongs to that chabura is eating it in another mokim. So you'll have to forget that's the thing. You're allowed to eat it in batim. You're allowed to eat it in two mekaymes according to Rab Shimon, but as long as it's one chabura. Zok de gemore be maike miflegi, Rabbi Yehuda sova yesh eim le mesoiris, Rabbi Shimon sova yesh eim le mikra. Yeah, let us see Rashi. Now Rashi is going to explain. So Rashi explained, he holds that ochel is going on the Korban Pesach. So it means v'bayis echod ye ochel, so that means b'chabur echad yisachel, that means one chabur. And they eat it, yoichlu shnei batim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, you go basa the Messiah, v'bayis echad yoichal, so telling us this person has to eat it in one mokim. So then, that what it says, batim, is talking about yoichlu, two people can eat it in two mokimis. So you can have two chaburis, but each chabur eat it in one mokim. Bani shamati, Rashi says, I heard chiluk, a different pshat. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Yesh Eim LeMikra BeBayis Echad VeLoi B'Shnei Mekaymes. Rabbi Yehuda Darshan the Posik BeBayis Echad Yeochel Bayis means a house, so you have to eat it in one house, in one mokim.
Rab Shimon Sova Yesh Eim Lemesoires Shemosa Unkles. Rab Shimon says you don't touch the posik the way the Rebbe touches it in Cheder. Now you touch the posik the way the Targum touched it. What is the Unkles Hager touch? Bachabur Echado Yisachel. So that's a touch. Do you touch the mikro? Does bayis mean house? Mokim? Or do you touch the Targum Chabura? The Targum for Taitz is Babayis Echad Yeyochel Bachabura Chado Yisachel. Amos name came is like Opet. The Koshali La Oimrois. Rashi says, I don't want to say this Pshat. The Loisha Mati Meseres Kazem Oilum. Anu Pshat. This one learns Chumash, this one learns Targum, Epsanai Pshat. Ba'oi de kaimalon, der abshimen yesh aim le mitras virale bishmaite kamaise des anedren, and here we are just aim lem seures. Ba'oi de lishne de breise daike ke bossi. The loshne of the breise is mashme the way I said pshat. The gabi chaburis nokat pesach nechal. Ba'oi nokat shtei chaburis oichlen oisoi. It says the pesach is nechal le shtei chaburis. The Gabi Mekoimis Nokat Oichel Oichel Veloi Nokat Pesach Nechel. So when he spoke about Chaburis, so he spoke about the Pesach. And when he spoke about Mekoimis, he spoke about the Oichel. So Veloi Nokat Pesach Ilkach Kidoshine Bebayis Echod Ye Ochel Bimikro. That means if you learn the way it is pronounced, Ye Ochel A Pesach Mashme Lemute Chaburis. So Memele, that was the svar of Rab Shimon. So therefore, Rab Yehuda didn't say you have a posik a Pesach. You hold it is Nechal B'Chabura Achad. I hold it's Nechal B'Shtei Chaburis. So the shaila is, I say, you can oichel it in one mokem, you can oichel it in two mokemes. That's why the barais is mishana the losh. So toisvis, umasove yeshem le mikro, vim toime vashmini le rab shimen by kama dikdushin, isla yeshem le mikro ula mesoires, the dorish bebigdei bo, So big day is a loshna of ishes, and big day is a loshna of shifches. So whatever the first was, say he married her off, say he sold her, so memele he can't sell her again. So we see darshan's both. Ishleim adosim leisosri adodi, he can darsh both, viyochal idrash name, abaloch adalek la midrash alachad, dorish mikr. Then we come to the Sanhedrin. Vaho da oma leel. Hamoitzi psar pesach, we hear that by hey, mechabura la chabura reu beloi sase. Ike yoivala, osi afilo man de omar pesach nechel bishtei chaburis. Afilo according to man de omar, that a pesach is nechel bishtei chaburis. The acher, so Taisi says, the acher she nechlak. After they divided themselves, the lokhul kol chabura chelko, and it's also lohitzi chaylik chabura zula chabura chers. Then there's an iser me chabura la chabura. It means even though you could have two chaburas, but he says, when is it called? First they have to divide themselves. And each one takes their chaylik. So then Taisa says, then if you'll take from one chabura to the other chabura, a filu, it's from the same korban pesach, you'll also be chayiv als moitzi. Now the lashon of Rashi, we mentioned, it's not mashma like that. Rashi mechabura lechabura minolom. So Rashi says, chabura shel shnei psochim. That's Rashi peheyam at base. Shel shnei psochim bebayis echad. Rashi did not want to say, according to Rav Yehuda, a two chaburis of one korban pesach, there's an iser. Rashi says, two chaburis of two korbanis space. Then there's an issa now to take from one chabura to another chabura. Taisus wants to tell us, afil according to Rabbi Yehud, it is also an issa to take from one chabura to the other chabura, afil one korban pesach. So Taisus says, but they have to be first kaveh themselves. They divided it. Then there's an issa to be maitzi from one chabura to the other chabura. Zogte gemore weiter.
Hayu Yoshvin. You had one chabure that was eating. The nifresa mechitza beinayim, and now a mechitza was spread between them. Ledivrei ha'omer Pesach nechel b'shtei chaburos oichla. So you can continue eating. So now they became shtei chaburos. So b'shtei chaburos. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ledivrei ha'omer Pesach nechel b'shtei chaburos. If you can't eat a korban Pesach b'shtei chaburos, ein oichla. The other way around. Hoyu Yoishmin, there were two chaburas. V'nistalko mechitza b'nei, and now the mechitza was taken away. L'divroim ha'oichol oichol b'shnei mekoymeis oichlen. L'divroim ein oichol oichol b'shnei mekoymeis ein oichlen. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Nifrasa mechitza b'neim gassin. Hoyu yoishvin chabura achas. Ba'oichlin pesach echot. One chabura was sitting, giving one korban pesach. Nifrasa mechitza b'neim. Vasom shnei chaburas. And they made from this one chabura two chaburas. The divroim a pesach nechel b'shtei chaburas. Goimra machilos. So they can continue eating. Afal gav. Demand the islay pesach nechel b'shtei chaburas. Oiseladam lechel b'shnei mekaymis, not in two mekaymis. Ochelay nasa lechol chabura v'chabura mekaymis. Ochelay nasa lechol chabura v'chabura mekaymim kemo kemachet. We don't consider that since the mechitza was spread out between them, that each one finds himself now in a different mokim. Sherei einoi roya avir shalei roa ad achshav. He doesn't have different scenery in front of him. V'ein kan mokim chodesh. That means, when they were sitting in a large room, and now you spread a mechitza between them, so whatever he saw before, or partially what he saw before, he saw now. Maybe he can't see the other side of the room now. But al kaponim, but it's not called he's in a new mokim, because what he sees now, he saw before also, before he saw more. So that's not called that he's in a new mokim, it's called he's in the same mokim, but now there's two chaburis. So now it's dependent on the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So, yeah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can continue eating. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to stop. It just became now two chaburas. Hoyu yoishmin beis chaburas b'shnei batim, v'ochlu shom pischeyem, v'nistalka hamechitze, yeshkan avil chodosh. Hoyu yoishmin beis chaburas b'shnei batim, there were two chaburas. V'ochlu shom pischeyem, nistalka mechitze. Now the mechitze was taken away. Yesh kan avir chodosh. Now there's new scenery. V'nase l'chol chabure kemoke macher. Now each one is sitting in a different moke. V'havulei ka'oichlim b'mokeim horishen u'b'sheini. That means amuim b'kechidish. By taking away the mechitze, that means if a person was sitting in a room and the wall of the room fell down, so before he was sitting in the room, now he's sitting in the room in a yard. I mean, now it's pasuach to the chotzer, so he's sitting in the chotzer, so he's sitting in a new place which he wasn't sitting before. So lemaise, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, this wouldn't be good. That's the Gemara. Yosef Rav Kahane ko poshet lei mifshat. So Rashi says poshet lei mifshat. Oimro l'shmu azu pshuta u'mefureshes kamay shamarno. He said this in a loshen poshut. That's the loch is like this. Shasiyas mechitze oisa oisen shtei chabures. V'silak mechitze oisen oisen shtei mekoymes. Lei mesavke lei bo amidi. There was no suffix. Omalei Ravashi l'Rav Kahane v'tiboy lochi boy silik mechitze vasiyas mechitze mehavi kebeiz mekoymes uchebeiz chaburis domi oiloi teiko. So it's very unclear this Gemara. What did Ravashi say? So the Tzlach says pshat that Rav Ashi only tainted to Rav Kahane that why did you say it mitazah behiris? It's so poshit. It's a shaila. You could hear maybe siluk mechitza makes it shtei mekoymes. Maybe asiyas mechitza makes it tu chaburis. Zog mit apsazoi mitazah behiris. Ti boy lochi boy. You should have asked it for a shaila. And then the Gemara feels always teiko that it's taka shaila. So they will. That's how the tzlach says pshat. So Rav Tzvi Hammer wanted to say could be that Rav Ashi is saying something else, and then perhaps the teiko would be a little better. He wanted to say like this: Rav Kahane said two poshet tedinim. Siluk mechitza makes it two makaymes. Asiyas mechitza makes it two chaburas. Fine, that's finished. He says so. But you should have asked the shayla. Just don't say the poshut zach. You should have asked the shayla as follows: Tiboy lach iboy siluk mechitza vasiyas mechitza. That means what will be the din if he made both? That means, let's say, according to Rab Shimon, I'm sorry, according to Rab Yude, shtei mekoymes is no good. So what will be the din siluk mechitza vasiyas mechitza? He took away the mechitza. And then he took away the mechitza, so I was screaming, oh, wait, he took away the mechitza, it's a different mocker. No, so put back the mechitza. So what halacha does it have now? Does it have a halacha that is a 9 1/3 mocker? That means you were first in one mocker, and then taking away the mechitza, you won a new mocker, now you're back in the third mocker. Or does it rectify what was done? Or perhaps the other way around also, according to Rab Shimon, If they stuck in a mechitze and then they took away the mechitze, does it make it two chaburas and it's fafaun, the kovnis puzzle, or doesn't it make it? It's like he asked them, you just said over, that's he wanted to say pshat in the Gemara. V'loi misafka lei b'amit, you had no sveikis, that means you just said these poshet tedinim. He says, l'chayre, you should have cleared weiter. What happens if it'll change what he had done till now? Will it be good or won't it be good? And the Gemara says, oh, that's like a good kasha, teikos. And the Lashon teikos is a more migashmak. You can't see the Rambam, because the Rambam didn't learn like this. It's a shverer Rambam. That's why I looked at it. Yeah, the Rambam, the Slach Mutchesich had the Rambam. He doesn't know how the Rambam learned.
I don't have Torah Machloket to say, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Exactly, what is it? What do they hold?
Is Rabbi Yehuda?
We're talking about the same room, eating from one corner to the next is called Tumekaimus, or it has to be a different room is called Tumekaimus. That's number one.
Tumekaimus can be in one of two ways. If you have two chaburas facing in two directions, it's also called Tumekaimus. If you have two chaburas facing one the other, it's called one market.
It's called one market.
Yeah, so that, but that's what I said. Shtei chaburas ha'hoifchem zeh zeh ke shtei batam chshidi.
So
Rabbi Yehuda, so these are, but Rabbi Yehuda is like this. Two chidush, one chidush, you can divide the korban Pesach, it can be eaten by two chaburas.
Doesn't it? Two separate rooms?
Two separate houses. Yeah. Shnei, that's the posuk, al abatim ashe yoichlu. They can eat in two houses. Two chaburas, two houses.
You
split out the korban.
One chabur and take a piece and walk into the other.
That's right. That is
Rashi,
for sure.
Rashi disagrees, you said.
What?
You want to say Rashi disagrees with this?
Rashi?
Yeah.
No, Rashi, the Isser of to be Maitzi.
Yeah.
The Itzer Maitzi mechabura lechabura, Rashi says the Itzer Maitzi is Dafke by,
Dafke by what, yeah?
Dafke by two chaburas of two psochim. Two chaburas of two psochim.
No,
Rashi by says for one Pesach there's no problem.
The Mishnah
is faket.
I will
order mechad. Ain't
says.
In Rabbi Yehuda,
Rashi says.
But there's two things. The shaila, there's a shaila. One person can eat in two mekaymes, but the psul of yaitze.
Yeah.
There's another din. There's loisaitzim in abayis. There's one din bayis echad yoichal.
Right.
That each person, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one person has to eat in one mokim. That's one din. So if
one mokim mean?
One mokim is relative. Either the same room. If you have two chaburis facing different directions, so it's called two mekaymes.
Going into the other chaburis.
Yeah. So if I'm eating, so that is in the, that's the iser achila, that's an iser eser, bebayis echad yoichal. But now there's a new din. Loisoitzi min habayis min abosol chutzo. You're not allowed, there's an iser hoitzo, but not eating. So the lav, the Minchas Chinuch says, the Rashi says it's only applicable by two chaburas of two kolbanis pesach. But yeah, the lav. Yes, a different pasuk lav. I saw something.
So not even just bringing it over.
Yeah.